Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Definitely real on a fantastic and smooth Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire here vibing here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Hope everyone is tuned in and tuned out with all the negativity as we've got some fantastic, or should I say captivating music for you. Singer-songwriter, the super talented Kenya is going to join us today as we have the pleasure of debuting her new hit single, Favorite Things, featuring the ultra-talented Mr. Gerald Albright. So without further ado, let's be like GTE, bring good things to life, and let's reach out and call Kenya. Let's see what's going on. One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy.
Hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak with Kenya, please?
This is she.
That lovely voice. Lord,
I'm trying to match your voice. Oh, how are you?
I am doing fantabulous, my queen. It is such an honor to finally have you back on the show. It's been long overdue. Much love to you. Yes, it has. It's been a long time. But you're looking more even captivating than ever, my love. Yes, you are.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I was excited to see the message about doing the interview, so I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The new hit single, Lord have mercy, Favorite Things with Gerald Albright. You killed it. And you know what? I must say this, which is very rare for me. It's very rare for me when I have an opportunity to speak or converse with an artist and I go back to where they were and where they are now. And I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. Your vocal prowess has improved immensely. I mean, you're on a completely different level. What have you been doing to improve? I mean, you know what? You must that yoga. Is it yoga? Does it have something to do with the yoga that you're doing?
Oh my gosh, I doubt it. I don't think it's the yoga, but no, I do some yoga though. You know, okay. I thank you first of all for even saying that. I really appreciate that, and I think artists, I don't know, I think as an artist you're always just trying to grow and develop and evolve, and you know, that's not by chance. You know, for me, I definitely work really hard to try to be better, try to be stronger, you know, and better, not so much like I'm just thinking I'm bad per se, but it's just, you know, you just want to grow. And I think the big shift for me has been, one, you get more, you know, you get more experience, more confidence. That helps a lot as a singer. When you start feeling just more comfortable with who you are. And I think it shows up in an artist that way. But I also have just a really magnificent team and team of producers who push me like no other. So when I am in the studio or when I'm rehearsing or I'm doing coaching, vocal coaching, it's no joke. I definitely get pushed. So I think that the results, you know, they pay off.
You know, it's very interesting, and I just to show you how good my memory is, because the last time I had the pleasure of speaking with you, one of the things that you said to me, you said the most important thing to you was to be true to who you are as an artist, to respect the art form, and also to be comfortable in one's skin. All these things I've seen through your journey, through music, and in life in general, you have greatly improved upon. Now, I've seen your stage presence. I mean, you look incredible. You're comfortable, very, very comfortable. So what do you attribute that to as far as your growth from, let's say, 5 years ago to where you are right now?
Yeah, Jesus and God. I know people say that all the time. You know, it was the Lord. But really, for me, you know, getting into music wasn't just about a career. It wasn't just about, you know, I want to do this and be popular or anything. It really was a spiritual kind of awakening for me. And I feel like when I finally embraced doing music, I literally finally embraced me. You know, I finally embraced what I feel like I was really sent here to do, which is to be, you know, a creative person. And there's a lot of different ways to show that, but I just think, yeah, I have amazing mentors who constantly teach me and constantly push me to reflect. And so I think there's a lot of growth that happens when you do that, when you meet really good people who get who you are and really acknowledge who you are and push you to grow. So, and my family support is still really strong. You know, my husband is incredibly, you know, just very supportive, but he's also, you know, he doesn't sit back and just be like, you know, oh, everything is great. Like, he tells me when, you know, you need to push this or you need to think about that. So I do think the growth has come just from, you know, spiritually really accepting who I am, learning more about who I am as, you know, beyond a human. I'm really into my spirituality. I practice it. I do the yoga. I do meditate. You know, I pray. I've gotten a lot more into my, you know, my health. And so I do different things. I think, you know, being an artist, one of the things I learned really quickly is the importance of taking care of your physical health so that you can, you know, sustain and actually get on a stage and not be out of breath and pass out. And, you know, and touring taught me, oh my God, I got to start taking care of myself, you know, a lot. I got to sleep, I got to rest, you know, all of those things. Just getting old and understanding and listening. Listening, you know? Yeah.
You know, I want to take it a little step further. When you say as far as being in good physical health, how important is it to be just as stronger or more developed as far as mentally? Because as you said, the touring, the scheduling, performances, trying to balance the business and a personal life, because it can be very demanding. It can definitely test the boundaries of one's relationship. How have you been able to maintain and balance both?
You know, it's a trick. Like every, you know, I wish I had this perfect formula. I think that, because I think everybody is always in search. And I do think since we last talked, I think society has gotten more stressful. I think, you know, our politics and, you know, everything. I don't feel like it's, you know, I think everybody is feeling the heat right now. And, you know, I did a really, really intensive spiritual retreat almost 10 years ago. It's been 9 years now. And it taught me how to start really looking at balance and how you begin to, you know, when things get really challenging, instead of just, you know, going to a spiritual retreat or a spa retreat and, you know, learn that there and then go home and be stressed again. They really, really pushed me to learn how do you take that into your everyday life. And so I don't look for perfection. I will say that. I don't try to make things perfect. I let things fall apart when they need to fall apart. I'm not one that is trying to fix everything. I allow things to go. I allow myself to fail when I need to. I don't necessarily publicize that on social media like a lot of people do, but I've had a lot of things that have happened that were, you know, could have easily taken me out of, you know, doing all of this emotionally. From relationships to all kinds of stuff. But I've just learned, you know, create your boundaries, you know, look at your mistakes, allow it to happen and see where is the teachable moment. And I honestly feel I can't think of a time where a failure or a mistake or something really trying happened that I didn't learn something more about myself. Or more about, you know, the situation or whatever. And so the balance is in allowing things to happen and to focus on, you know, your purpose and what you and really believe in that and have, you know, faith behind that and certainty behind that. And, you know, I can't say that everything is done, you know, always right, but you know, I think what ends up happening when I let the pieces fall apart, there's always something that brings me, you know, that comes back together that was even bigger. Like even with the opportunity to perform with Gerald Albright, like it's a crazy way that even happened. I did not say I want to go perform with Gerald Albright. That didn't happen. But there was a lot of crazy that was happening before that was making me like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do any more music for a while. I think I'm just going to kind of check out. And, you know, then this opportunity came and here we are. So you got to let life happen. I think we're too quick to trying to put our squares through the circles because we think in our head, this is the way it's got to be. Well, when I realize the square is not going in the circle, I let it go. I'm like, well, let me wait until a circle kind of figure, you know, finds its way up before I keep pressing this thing that's not working.
It's amazing how spirituality, when you become one with getting a better understanding of who you are as a person, can bring you so much peace and tranquility.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
And I'm noticing that because the conversation that we had last time, the biggest critic of you is you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are very critical because you're a perfectionist. And now the new Kenya is like, you know what? Mm. I'm just going to let things fly. I'll let it come.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
stress. You'll go crazy. Yeah, you'll go crazy, especially in our society right now. I mean, my gosh. And I really do think, you know, these things are happening because, you know, I do believe in God, and I believe, you know, that there's this higher energy that's constantly trying to get us to get to our truths and constantly trying to get us to surrender to something bigger. And so I feel like we're in something just kind of crazy, and it's like we've had to have this craziness happen to kind of make us be like, oh, there's no way I can, you know, you can't handle all, you can't fix all this. Like, I mean, all you can really do is be the best you can be, shine your own light, trust that there's, you know, something bigger than yourself that's going to guide you through this and, you know, and stay encouraged, you know. So, yeah, and I'm also raising kids. I think kids humble you a lot. I don't know if you have kids, but that's a lot of humility. Yep, they do.
They will push your buttons. They will test your patience. Oh my goodness!
Oh my gosh, it's unreal. Like that for me probably is my biggest space where I think where God is constantly like, "Come on, Kenya, come on, let's you know, you can do it." And I'm like, "I don't think I can do it, Jesus. I can't do it." But I'm raising boys. They're teenage boys now, so we're at a whole nother level. But
man, incredible. But you know, I love the journey. I've had an opportunity to just kind of sit back and see where you were and how far you've come musically. Your journey in music and your life experiences. It seems to me now that you seem more receptive to people telling you, hey, you're incredibly gifted as a vocalist. Mm-hmm. And before, it seems to me you weren't too comfortable about receiving that kind of adulation or being constantly complimented. And you seem more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Have you accepted, hey, look, I'm really talented. I'm an extremely gifted vocalist. You're comfortable with that now.
I think I'm more comfortable. I think it's always, I mean, you always want to, you know, it's always kind of hard to be like, oh, you know, okay, I guess I'm doing, but no, I definitely feel more, you know, and I will say this, it's funny when I, this last, you know, song with Gerald, when we approached Gerald, to do this song, and I say we, me and that, my producer on the song, whose name is Stu Stapleton. When Stu and I kind of approached, we just had a demo of this song. So it wasn't, you know, in its full, it wasn't, the vocals weren't finished completely, you know, all that, but we wanted to see if we could at least get on his radar. And the first thing that Gerald said when he messaged me, he emailed me back and said, wow, what a beautiful voice. And I think that like was the first, and I remember going to one of my other producers, Kendall Duffy, and I'm like, oh my God, Gerald Albright said, I have a beautiful voice. And so, and you know, Kendall, the producer, he's like, well, what else would he say? And I'm like, I know, you're right. And I think that for me, you know, I was already beginning to believe it and, you know, embrace it. And like I said, I think I've had really wonderful support and mentors to kind of help encourage and get the confidence where, you know, it needs to go. And but when you have somebody like a Gerald Albright who has heard, I don't know how many voices. I mean, I can't even. I mean, he's worked not only within his own solo career, but I mean, he has, if you look at his discography, he has collaborated with from Tamia to, you know, I mean, Whitney. I mean, some major, major vocalist. And so for him to say that, and then he didn't say that just on one occasion. I mean, I think as we really tightened everything up and got the final, you know, mix down, and I sent it for him just to listen, just to, you know, make sure he felt good about it and stuff. And, you know, his response was like, this is incredible. And I said, if Gerald Albright is saying that, mm-hmm. you know, what more do you want to hear, Kenya? You know, so that kind of, you know, and I think just trying to stay, I heard Kerry Washington one time say in an interview, because it was in the height of when Scandal, her show Scandal, was, you know, everybody and their mother was watching it, and they were asking her, how do you, you know, you're just like the, you're everything, you're beautiful, you're talented, you're, you know, how do you handle all this success? And she calmly said, she's like, I never get too high with the highs, and I never get too low with the lows. And I always remember that, because I think it's important as an artist, particularly when you're trying to convey stories and you're really trying to give people an escape and let people reflect, and you're really of service. It's important to keep yourself, you know, very grounded, because, you know, you never know what direction you may have to go. So, I believe it. I do believe it. And I just want to keep being able to make quality, you know, music and keep building relationships so that I can keep working with artists who get it, you know?
Well, you definitely have, my love. And I must say, I've heard quite a few interpretations of My Favorite Things. And yours, what makes yours so unique, it comes across as soft as a baby skin. You really put you immerse yourself in this song. What was it like to go in the studio and start the creating process on Favorite Things?
Yeah. Oh, I love your questions. You have such wonderful questions. Thank you. Because you want to be able to tell people these stories and you don't want to bore them, but you want to tell them, because they're like, oh, it's so exciting. Because that's like so fun to me, the process. Well, Stu Stapleton, he worked with me on Little Drummer Boy, which was another holiday reinterpretation that I did about 3 years ago. And Stu is amazing. And we had decided I had told him I wanted to, I had an idea for My Favorite Things. And he wasn't in love with My Favorite Things. He kind of was honest about that. And I said, you know, just work with me. Like, I have an idea in my head. I know between the both of us, we'll get this where we need to be. So I went down to Nashville. He's based in Nashville. And we just basically made a whole day of, you know, I got there. I think we started around 11 in the morning. And I don't even know what time we ended at night. But we literally sat up with the drummer, who's Justin Abraham, and the bassist, who's Alejandro Medina. And the four of us sat in a circle with our instruments and me with my mic or whatever. And we went for them. And I gave them my ideas, like, okay, I'm thinking rhythmically that. And, you know, they're so talented, all of those musicians. And they were able just to take it to the next level, even though I would have kind of an idea. And, and it was so funny. I think we were delirious by the end of that day. Like, we were just like, I said, I don't know, this song may sound crazy at this point, but I like it. You know, I mean, because we were just delirious from coming up with all these different ideas. And it was funny. And it was in our delirium that we had finished the demo. And Stu said, you know, this is amazing. Like, we need a sax, like a real sax, like an amazing sax player to play in this. And we were just like laughing. Like, I'm like, yeah, like Gerald Albright or something, right? You know, whatever. And Stu was like, yeah, Gerald. And I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, that's who we need. We need Gerald. And I'm friends with Selena Albright. I know Selena. I had met Gerald before, you know, like very quickly, but definitely did not have a relationship with him. But I reached out to Selena and said, Selena, I need to ask you something. And, you know, I just want to be able to talk to your dad a little bit about a song. And she was happy to told me kind of how to get in touch with them. And it went from there. So the session, it was pure artist, because we didn't go in that session thinking we were trying to create a masterpiece. Like, we were just kind of like, let's have fun. I have some ideas. We'll see what comes of it. And I hope it's good, you know.
Well, my love, it's definitely more than good. It definitely resonates. Your vocals are on point. So far be it from the teddy bear to deprive all the listeners out there of some therapeutic Christmas music. Let's get into it.
Yes,
Lord. The latest hit single from the captivating and super talented singer-songwriter Kenya with Favorite Things featuring Gerald Albright here in the zone of LOTL Radio. The motherfucker froze on me. Unbelievable. It froze. Unfucking believable.
Did it freeze?
Paper pack.
Lord have mercy. Kenya featuring Gerald Albright. The new single, Favorite Things, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the single is available. All you have to do is let your fingers do the walking. Stop by iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But if you'd like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all of this updates, stop by Kenya's official website. That's at KenyaMJMusic.com. The same handle for Instagram and also for Twitter. Yes, Lord. My love, it is an honor and it's been a pleasure to have you back on the show. I apologize for taking so long to get you back, but I've been waiting and good things come to those who wait. Now, I got to ask,
yes,
the year is almost coming to an end. What do you have in store for us in 2019? What can we expect as far as either an album or an EP?
Yes, so I'm thrilled. I'm writing and recording right now. So, yes, we are looking at a new EP. Hopefully,
okay,
we'll hit the world. I don't like telling people dates because sometimes it happens. We're all sad. But, no, we're aiming for really aiming for early fall of 2019.
Okay.
So, yes,
okay,
new music, definitely.
So when the first single is ready, I don't care if it's like Grandma's cookies, somewhat soft, still warm, send it over here, and we will debut it first, and we'll definitely put it in rotation. I got to ask.
Wonderful.
The Kenya today, if she can get in a time machine and go back 10 years ago and have a conversation with that Kenya 10 years ago, what would be some of the things you would say to her to get her prepared for where she's at today?
Oh my gosh. I would say, girl, you have like no idea what your world's about to do. None. And I want to say this because I think a lot of, 10 years ago, I was at my lowest self, I think. That was in 2008. It was actually around this time that I decided to go on that spiritual retreat because I had hit an all-time low. I was doing counseling. I was going to church. I was doing all these things, but nothing was clicking, and I just couldn't get to a good, happy space. And so I would just say, just hold on, believe, and, trust the process because there is something bigger than you can even dream right now, So, and I try to tell people that there's bigger for you than you can't even wrap your mind around it. If you could just, trust God or whomever you serve or whatever higher energy, because the abundance is going to blow your mind. So
without question,
yeah.
I remember when I had the same type of conversation with Chris Jasper, and he said to me, he said, Teddy Bear, nothing can replace having peace of mind, because when you have peace of mind, there's so many things that come so much easier till you have so much more clarity in your music, your songwriting, and basically have an idea as far as the direction that you would like to go, the path you want to choose musically.
Mm-hmm.
I see nothing but great things from you. You need to hurry up and come down here to Houston, Texas. We would love to have you here in the studio. You need to come down here and perform ASAP.
Yes, you are right. In Texas, no, you are right. And that's actually Houston, Dallas, and I would say probably Austin. Those are my, three goals. So, it's a lot of work, but if I get there, I had performed one time in Houston. It was years ago. It was before you knew I existed and stuff, but I gotta get back, and I've got family and friends out in those areas, so I gotta get back.
I'm gonna hold you to that, my love. Much much continued success to you. This is your home away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the Teddy Bear know. I got you. We love you, and more importantly, we respect you. Keep doing what you're doing, my love.
Oh, thank you so much. And keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you playing this music and giving artists, opportunities. So thank you.
Hey, so it is written, so it shall be done. Keep it beautiful, my love. All right. The very talented Kenya here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Hope everyone enjoyed the interview. For those who missed it, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. You'll get an opportunity to hear the interview in its entirety. Yeah, on iHeartRadio. We definitely have a podcast on iHeartRadio. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone, type in LOTO, the zone. And we got you also on Spotify, TuneIn, Apple, we got it. Hey, I seen the need. I'm here to fulfill all those needs. Let's get lost in some more Kenya with Nevertheless. Here in the zone of LO Radio.
Your love That means you're extra, extra. There's nothing under the sun in the name of love that we haven't tried. Well, well. And you never say no, no. You don't let go till I'm satisfied. And I like that. You see, when two hearts are willing, leave you with an empty feeling. When we have privacy, you can let your hair down. You're completely free. Your love is rated X. That means you're extra special, girl.
I tried and tried.
Lord knows, heaven knows, I've tried. Johnny Britt, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Kenya. Thank you, my queen, for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Favorite Things, featuring also the incredibly talented Mr. Gerald Albright, available in all music formats. But again, if you like to live a little bit more adventurous, like the teddy bear, Mr. Radiant Extraordinaire, let your fingers do the walking over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, stop by her official website. That's at KenyaMJMusic.com. And that also will be the same handles for her Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Make sure you stop by, support great music, because we want an R&B, jazz, gospel. We want it shaken, but never stirred. Lord have mercy. And speaking of incredibly talented artists, won't you join us? Join the Teddy Bear, Mr. Radiant Extraordinaire, this Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific, as we have the super talented, yes, Lord, LaToy Williams, as she cherishes and blesses us with her new album, Blue Rose. Again, that's at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific. And to get all the comings and goings, yeah, let your fingers do the walking. You always catch it with the Teddy Bear in the Zone on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTO Radio, the Zone. Also on Facebook, Twitter at Twitter.com/LOTO Radio. It's been a blast. I want to thank everybody by stopping by, vibing with me here in the Zone. It's always a beautiful experience. Much love to you, but it's that time to head back to that chalky Milky Way, the Teddy Bear needs some more honey for his tummy. Yes, Lord. But always therapeutic music, because we'll take substance any hint each day of the week. Quality over quantity. And speaking of that, I'm feeling a little bit more of some Johnny Britt. How about you? We're going to close with Beautiful Queen here in the Zone. Hello, dear. This fool.